Psalm 144, a Psalm of David. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth the lightning, and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows, and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me, and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me, and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants, grown up in their youth. That our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. That our garners may be full, affording all manner of store. That our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord my strength, the rock and strength of Israel, the man of war whose name is Jealous, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. The one who strengthens us with might by his Spirit in the inner man, so that we might wrestle against principalities and powers, and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places, not because of our might or by our own power, but by the power of his word, the two-edged sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Which is why we must not fear the enemy in his wrath, because our God is the Most High, far above all principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And he is our goodness, he is our fortress, he is our high tower and our deliverer, and he is our shield. It's in him who we trust, in Christ, the Son of the Highest, the one who spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And he subdues our enemies under our feet. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. We are nothing, and yet the Lord loves us. Naturally, we are vanity, and yet he comes down and fights on our behalf. The flesh profiteth nothing, but by the word of his power, he comes forth in spirit and in life to cast out all his enemies out of his heritage, the church of the living God. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Hallelujah. Let us pray with all our might that our Lord delivers us from the hand of strange children, the liars who dwell in the midst of his people, the goats among the sheep, the wolves in sheep's clothing, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. May the Ananiases and Sapphiras be exposed and put out of the camp. May the Alexander the coppersmiths be given over to Satan and dwell in the house of God no more. These spots, these clouds and wells without water, these strange children must be separated from the true flock of God. For then, and only then, can our sons be as plants, grown up in their youth, and our daughters as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. Then and only then can our garners be full, affording all manner of store, and our sheep bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, like in the book of Acts. And our oxen can be strong to labor, so that there's no breaking in or going out. And then, and only then, shall there be no more complaining in our company. For the scripture clearly says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." No, we must cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free. Only when the house of God is pure, unmixed, can it be established in righteousness, so that the sons and the daughters of the living God can be free to by love serve one another. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 144.